Yes, hi, it's my Hollywood family first.
I guess this is Ralph Palmer.
Hi.
Ralph Palmer?
Yes.
Okay, the caseworker called me from the DPA office, and they told me it was approved, but it's going to take 20 days before they can send me a letter.
Okay, the who called you
From the welfare.
from the county, from the county or the broker?
County, I think it was.
See. Okay, let me see. Ralph Palmer. Just check into the system over here. I don't see the waiver now in the system.
Yeah, they said this is going to take at least 20 days.
20 days to get approved or
to get approved and send a letter. But they said they approved it. They just called me.
Okay, so I guess then let's wait until it shows up over here, because the way it works is once you're approved to the waiver, they will assign you a service coordinator, whoever the insurance will be. They will assign you a service coordinator. That coordinator will come down to you and assess your financial eligibility, assess how many hours you need. Once that's done, she requests from the insurance that amount of hours, and whatever the insurance approves, you can start care afterwards.
Okay, so they're gonna send a letter first, right?
Yes, I guess so. Unless I can see earlier over here that you approved for the waiver, but I'll send an email to the county asking if you're already approved or when it's going to be approved. Because if you got a call from the county, then you know probably it would be approved. So I'll email the county, and once I see over here that the waiver is approved, I'll have who's going to be the caregiver for you?
Randy Cook.
Randy Cook, yeah. Okay, so once you're approved, I'll reach out to Randy to get his information and start to onboard him, and we'll see who this service coordinator is, and we'll arrange that assessment. Okay, I think let's just wait to see. I'll email the county and I'll let you know. If you hear anything more, you just call me.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.